The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. There is no greater community builder than adoption. Welcome to Your Adoption Coach with host Kelly Ellison. If you are starting an adoption or just thinking about it, or maybe someone you know is going through an adoption and you want to help, please stay tuned over the next hour as we will educate and inspire you with some real stories and information about resources that can help. Now, here is your host, Kelly Ellison.
Welcome to the show. Thanks so much for listening. You're listening to Your Adoption Coach Radio. We are all about inspiring and educating you on adoption. And if you've been touched by adoption and you know someone who has, please do share our show with them. They can visit us on our website at youradoptionfinancecoach.com to listen to any of the previous broadcasts. It's such a privilege to do this show every week. Over 500,000 listeners since we started almost 2 years ago. We get a chance to not only keep you up to date on what's happening in the adoption world, but also help you make your dream of adoption come true. Many of you know that the biggest hurdle is oftentimes the funding and the money. That's no secret. Sadly, that's where most people's dream of adoption really ends. But that's where we come in. If you want to sign up for information on our website at youradoptionfinancecoach.com, we can help coach you through that process and connect you with valuable resources to help you through your journey. We have many adoption agencies that utilize our services, and adoption has brought so much joy to our family. It's my goal to help all of you bring your families together forever. It has been a really great summer. It's back to school for many of us. I know my own family is already starting back to school. Hard to believe. My daughter is going into third grade. It goes by so quickly. I hope for you and your family that you've had a chance to recharge and rest and have some fun during this summer. We're running some encores of some of my favorite shows, and we also have some new shows and a new sponsor. And that brings me to introducing our guest today, Randy Thompson, who is the CEO and co-founder of KidSave. This is a wonderful charitable organization. Randy and I met in April at a conference in San Francisco. I was just so impressed with what they do. The mission of KidSave is to find permanent families and lasting connections for older, orphaned, and abandoned children worldwide. KidSave works to increase awareness of the plight of children living in orphanages and foster care, both domestically and worldwide, and promote successful models for change focused in one result, and that is moving children out of orphanages and foster care into permanent families and connected ongoing relationships with caring adults. KidSave is, as I mentioned, a new sponsor of our show, so we want to thank them for that, helping us to bring this vital information and all the information to you. We want to welcome them, and thank you so much, Randy, for being a part of our show. It was so good to meet you in San Francisco, and now to get an opportunity to really talk to you about some of these meaningful programs that you guys have.
Well, thank you so much for having us on the show today. We really appreciate it. Eager to talk about some of the things that we're doing to help kids find families.
Yes, and you've got kids in the States right now, and we're gonna jump into that as soon as we can. I want to talk a little bit, though, about how you started this organization. So I was on your website, and I have to tell you, they sent me a bio for you that was like 2 pages long. I had to shorten that.
I'm very old.
in due to time. You've got credentials, that's for sure, and have done just an enormous number of things with this organization. Many kudos for that. But I understand that it all started when Terry, is it Bo? Is that how you
Terry
pronounce
Baugh.
It?
Yeah, my co-founder.
Terry Baugh. Okay, co-founder. Traveled to Russia in 1993. Wow, this just seems like a long time ago.
Right.
Tell us what happened. So Terry travels to Russia. You guys knew each other. How did you know each other? Talk to us
Terry
about that.
Terry and I were business partners. We were marketing and communications professionals who had worked together for almost 20 years by then, and
oh, wow.
had worked on a lot of social marketing programs, a lot of behavior change, a lot of moving consumers to care about cause-related programs. So we, you know, spent most of our time not in packaged goods, but in really working to change opinions on issues and things that were really we considered a little more important than packaged goods. I mean, we all need them, but so we'd spend many years in the marketing business. And Terry had actually, she didn't go to Russia on business. She went to Russia to adopt a child.
Really?
And a baby at that time. And when she got there, she was just not prepared for what she saw. I mean, she came back telling me stories about these huge cold institutions with not enough caregivers, with children with shaved heads sitting alone in playpens, no toys, no stimulation, nobody holding them. There just weren't enough people for all these kids. And very difficult. You know, she came home with her 11-month-old, but couldn't get the, you know, the images of these other children out of her mind. And, of course, she started telling me about that. And maybe because I'm also an adoptive parent, I adopted my first child in 86 and my second in 1990, you know, the issue really hit home to think about there, but for the grace of God, go mine, you know, you never know. And as it happened, I was working on a marketing project in Kazakhstan at the time, and so I went to an orphanage while I was there, but I didn't go to one for babies. I went to an orphanage for older children and those that were deemed unadoptable. And, you know, it made what Terry saw at the baby orphanage pale in comparison. You know, these were kids who were just being warehoused and given a fourth grade education and, you know, getting ready to be turned down on the street at age 15 or 16. Kids that really nobody was thinking about. You know, a lot of people were still thinking about the babies, but the older kids were just forgotten and had absolutely no hope. I mean, I saw kids with eyes that looked like they were 60, you know, just these no hope in them. And like Terry, I came home and I'd go to sleep at night and I'd wake up in the morning and I'd see these eyes. And, you know, I kept thinking, could have been one of my kids.
Yeah.
You know, could have been mine. You know, they just had the good fortune to have, you know, I adopted my children domestically, and they never saw the inside of an orphanage. But so, you know, originally we knew we wanted to do something to help, and really had never planned to give up our day jobs. But, you know, we learned a lot about the neglect caused by, you know, living in orphanages and the psychological problem and the developmental issues that are created. And, you know, we looked initially to provide some pro bono support to another organization. You know, somebody who was working to get these kids back into families. And what we found was that although there were religious organizations building orphanages and there were adoption agencies, you know, bringing babies into families, that there wasn't at that time an organization that was focused exclusively on getting permanent families for older kids.
Right, right.
So we decided that hopefully our marketing skills would help us to be able to advocate for these children. And so we teamed up to start KidSave in 1999.
Oh, gosh. Okay. I share with you, having traveled to China myself, and my husband and I brought our daughter home in 2007. We were one of the lucky ones to be able to go to the orphanage.
Right.
And I don't even think that you can describe that to anyone. I mean, you know, to try and put words around that is just very difficult. The only saving grace that we had was it was a relatively small orphanage, and we had traveled a few weeks ahead of our group, so we were by ourselves, but we knew that there was a group of families coming behind us, mm-hmm. and that all of the babies in that orphanage were going to those families.
Right.
So
right.
It was like, oh gosh, you know, at least we knew this. So it wasn't like coming home with having those faces emblazed in your memory.
Right.
So, you know, just so grateful to you for starting this. And I think a question that kind of is coming up for me as you're talking about this is, we weren't even thinking about, as you said, we weren't even thinking about older kids at that point. I mean, most people who were doing international adoption, is this true, Randy, were really focusing on infants.
Primarily, yeah. I mean, that was, And today, you know, I mean, if you want to be really honest about things, there's still an awful lot of focus on babies and infants. And we do domestic and international programs. And, you know, people are not knocking on people's door typically to adopt a 13 or 14 or 15-year-old. And,
right.
you know, you need
right.
to do something different with those children than with an infant. You've got to bring those kids back in the community where people have the opportunity to get to meet them, get to know them, and to see them as more than a faceless statistic.
Yes, you know? Exactly.
And that's really what we try to do.
Right. And if we were being honest also, which we always try and be on this show especially, most folks are afraid, aren't they? They're afraid of the unknown. They're afraid of an older child. I mean, it has the same kind of stigmatism that foster care to adopt has, that these kids have problems or they're going to have problems or whatever. Do you find that that's the case?
That's the
understanding that people have?
Yeah, I mean, I think with a baby, the baby could have problems as well, but people don't think about that because they're assuming
right.
that, you know, everything will be fine because they're going to be the parents. But with an older child, we hear only the negative in the media, and these kids have been through a lot. There's no question that they have suffered a lot of loss, a lot of grief, abandonment, and so, you know, it takes a very special person to be able to parent an older child and to ask someone to just go in and, you know, make this decision blind, I think is not right for either the child or the family. I mean, these kids also have very definite personalities already, and so you need to have that time to meet and get to know the child, and the child to meet and get to know you. I mean, it's
right.
It goes both ways, and I think the kids are afraid too. So having an opportunity for hosting, mm-hmm. which is, you know, what KidSafe focuses on, is, you know, having children spend time over school vacations with families in their homes where really connections and trust can grow. And advocacy
right.
can happen too, because, you know, many of the people who host our children are not hosting with an intention to adopt, but they're hosting with the idea that they want to be able to get these kids the opportunity to meet people who might want to adopt.
Right. And I think it's real important to have folks understand that not everyone is cut out to be an adoptive parent. Not everyone is cut out to be a foster parent for older children or even infants. And so it's
Absolutely.
So wonderful. And we're going to dive into this in the next segment. You're talking specifically about your Summer Miracles program and
right.
the fact that you have children here in the United States right now. And we're going to highlight some of them. As a matter of fact, we've got one of your alumni calling in today to talk to
oh,
us
great.
About his experience. And he's now with his forever family living in the United States.
Right.
So we are going to take a little bit of a break, Randy, and I appreciate so much you being with us. Again, I'm with Randy Thompson, who is the CEO and Executive Director, co-founder of KidSafe International. For more information, you can go to their website at kidsafe.org. We do want to do a special call out always to our sponsors who help us make this show possible: Beacon House Adoptions, America's Christian Credit Union, Embrace by Grace, and KidSafe International. If you're interested in sponsoring our show, it's an affordable, great way to connect with adoptive parents, professionals, and others who are touched by adoption. You can go to our website at youradoptionfinancecoach.com for more information. Stay with us. Lots more to come with Randy Thompson and the KidSafe program. We'll be right back.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
America's Christian Credit Union believes every child deserves a forever family. Our adoption loan program has helped over 500 children find a loving home. We understand the adoption process and will work with you to find the financial solution that will be best for your family. Find out about our adoption loans on our website at www.americaschristiancu.com. Or you can call us at 1-800-343-6328. Once again, that's 1-800-343-6328 for an adoption loan with America's Christian Credit Union on approved credit and rates subject to change without notice, federally insured by the NCUA.
Beacon House made our dream come true.
Beacon House Adoption Services is celebrating 24 years of bringing loving, adoptive families together. We are a Hague accredited, COA approved, full service adoption agency that has finalized over 5,500 domestic and international adoptions. Beacon House is the only agency offering the adoption finance coaching system, helping you raise the money for your adoption. For more information about adoption, call 1-888-987-6300. Or visit our website at www.beaconhouseadoption.com. That's 888-987-6300.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
You are listening to Your Adoption Coach with Kelly Ellison. Please send questions or comments about the show to coach at youradoptioncoachradio.com. Now, back to the show.
Thanks so much for staying with us. You're listening to Your Adoption Coach Radio, where each week our show and our links and resources mentioned on this show can be found at our website at youradoptionfinancecoach.com. We can also give you great fundraising ideas and step-by-step plans to help you complete your dream of adoption, providing you also with those agencies who are affiliates that use our adoption finance coaching system. Well, we are back with Randy Thompson, the CEO and executive director, co-founder of KidSave International. Love talking about this, and I want to jump right in. You guys coined a term or concept that I want to highlight here called the family visit model. Tell us about what that is. So as you've talked in that first segment, you've talked about, you know, we both agree not everybody is an adoptive parent, but we can also have advocates. And so this whole idea of the family visit model, what is that about, Randy?
Well, this is in the family visit model, we provide short visits for children in need of families with people in the community, either in their own community or in an international community, where they'll stay during school vacations, weekends, summers, with people who might have an interest in adopting them or might be there to try to help kids to find a family. What we found is that once people get to meet these older kids who are typically hidden from view, they're not, you know, in our day-to-day environment, that they get to know them as people and they want to help.
Right.
Some will step forward and end up adopting. Others will be advocating for that child until they find a permanent family, and still others even become such passionate advocates that they'll be advocating for children, you know, for many, many years to come. And it's really based on getting to know these children as people. Mm-hmm. Kind of based on, you know, sort of the best practices of social marketing and social work, you know, and as well as social networking theory, because what you're trying to do is you're trying to, you know, someone who might be interested and they know someone. And so once people have a child in their home and they can begin to get this out to their own social network, more and more people are aware that these kids need families and that they're in their community where they can actually meet them.
It's such a community builder, too. I love that. It's got so many different facets to it that I just think are very welcoming. It's very organic. You know, you just have these people that are coming together in this wonderful way. So you created this, and this is the Summer Miracles Program. That's what we're in right now, right? You're doing the Summer Miracles Program. So tell us about that. How did you come up with first of all, how did you come up with that particular program?
Well, we realized there were maybe 33 million children around the world who were growing up without families, and we tried to get people concerned about it. And people would look at us like we had three heads. You know, nobody can help 33 million kids. So we wanted to come up with something where everybody can help one child. Mm-hmm. And the idea was, if you would bring one child into your home or advocate for one child, you can make a life-changing difference in that child's life. Mm-hmm. We had originally heard of a small program that had brought 11 kids for a visit, and after a year, 11 of them were adopted, and we thought, wow, this could work. Mm-hmm. And so the first year that we did this in 1999, we ended up bringing 177 children to the United States. Mm-hmm. And after a year, we had 93% of those kids adopted. And we realized that, we had something there. And, I'm excited that, summer visits have now grown, and there are many, many groups doing them. And, we feel very proud of that we've been able to create a program that is beneficial for both the children and the families and get so many older kids' families.
So how many children do you currently have in the United States right now? And they arrived here on what day?
August 1st. We have 31 kids. They're ages 9 to 14 that arrived on the 1st from Colombia. Okay. And they'll be staying with families all over in hosting communities all over the United States for 1 month. So they've got 3 more weeks here for us to find each and every one of those children a permanent family.
And so you went in 1999 from this big number of 177. And what did you learn from that? Did you learn that it's more smaller groups are more manageable? I mean, have you done it every year? What's the difference in those numbers?
Well, we've done it every year, and we've had, very large groups some years, smaller groups certain years. We've had more than 1,700 kids that have traveled as part of our Summer Miracles program.
Oh, my gosh.
We have a fairly large cadre of kids, but there are others doing this now. We're concentrating a lot of our work in country. So in Colombia, we're spending a lot of our time working to get Colombian children into Colombian families and Russian kids into Russian families and U.S. kids into U.S. families. But we worked with the government of Colombia to expand the program so that they have many groups bringing kids. So we feel like, our 31 kids are those that, weren't going to find a family elsewhere, and so we wanted to dedicate our resources to those kids. But we have a lot of other programs where we're working, in other areas as well now. And in 1999, we had just the one.
Oh, I get it. Okay, so you really expanded. So you're not just working with Colombia, but you mentioned you're also working with Russia. Tell us a little bit about that, because I know it's on the hearts and minds of so many people about what is going to happen with Russia. What's the fate of those orphans?
Right. We brought a lot of kids from Russia between 1999 and 2005. But it became clear that Russia really, even then, wanted its children to stay in Russia. They had a declining population. They had a growing economy, and so for the last 9 years, we've really concentrated our efforts there on trying to support local organizations and the Russian government to develop ways in which they can move kids into families there. I mean, the crisis that occurred after Russia banned adoption, where the kids were the pawns, it wasn't, it was a political issue, but it was a horrible, horrible situation for Russian children, but the one thing I will say that's very good that's come out of it is that it has pushed the Russian government into really aggressive planning to deinstitutionalize their kids. They have a strategy between 2012 and 2016 where they're really working to move kids out of institutions and into family-based care very, very quickly. We've been working with a social enterprise exchange with a group of Russian child welfare professionals and U.S. professionals that are, changing information back and forth. And we had a visit with a group in February that they were like sponges learning as much as they could about what we were doing to really move kids into families here. And they took it back, and they've already, started to, change some policies and practices in terms of how they're moving those kids to families. So It's very sad that we can't have children adopted in the United States from Russia, but I think the Russian government and others are working really hard now to get those kids out of institutions and into family-based care.
I am so glad that you're telling us that, Randy, because I think so often we just kind of think of, you know, this bad government, you know,
right.
We think about Putin. I mean, we think about that whole thing and the corruption and all of that. And we
right.
put this face on these people that they don't care about their children.
Which is not true.
Which is not true. I mean, I'm really hearing that that's not necessarily the case.
Yeah. And we've chosen to sort of just not be part of the politics and try to work
right.
with people who are on the ground with those kids in the child welfare arena and open up as much of the information that we have here at KidSafe to them so that, you know, we can be part of the solution, not part of the problem or continue
right.
part of the problem.
Right, right. Okay, good. Well, thank you for sharing that. I want to get back to your kids who are in the United States now, because our goal today is to learn about some of these children that are in the United States. And if you're listening to this show and you are hearing Randy and hearing about this wonderful KidSafe program, you can go to their website at kidsafe.org and learn more information about the KidSafe program and the Summer Miracles program. If you're interested, if you're moved in any way to reach out and learn more about these kids and possibly be a home, a permanent family, wonderful, loving family to any of these kids, we would welcome you, invite you really to call Randy
yeah.
and let her know that, right?
Absolutely, and particularly for people, you know, we have a very large hosting community this year in the D.C. metro area. We've got 16
okay.
children there. So anybody who's, you know, living anywhere around in the southern states or in the D.C. area, we have opportunities for families to come up and meet those kids while they're here. We also
wonderful.
Have kids in Boston, New Jersey, Chicago, Des Moines, Iowa, Chattanooga, and in northern and southern California. But D.C. has a lot of kids, and
okay.
many of them are with Advocate families. So, you know, we can absolutely arrange for people that are interested in learning more to talk with their hosts or to come visit them.
Okay,
great.
And don't you have some meetups and some hosting programs that you actually have? Where could we go to find that out if you've got actual meetings that are scheduled or meetups? Do you have
We have events every weekend while the kids are
okay.
here. So they can go to our website and look under Summer Miracles Events.
Okay.
They can also call Delta Kirkland, who's managing our Summer Miracles program here at KidSafe 310-642-7283, and she has information on all the kids. And I'd love to tell you about a couple of them.
yes. I want to hear about a couple of them also. So the one question that I have for you is just about the host families. Can anybody be a host family?
Well, you know, host families have to be at least 24 years old, single or married people. You know, they have to go through training and approval by the country that is sending. In this case, we're working with kids from Colombia, so the Colombian government actually has to approve our families as a host after they have,
okay.
you know, done some training. We want all families who are going to be, you know, hosting an older child or considering adoption to have training to understand, you know, the issues that the kids may, you know, may face and to understand a little bit more about what, you know, what makes the kids who they are today. You know, they go through clearances and a home visit, and a social worker who lives in the community would do their local approval, and then Colombia would approve them to host.
Okay. What a great opportunity. If you're interested in being a host family, I'm sure that they would love to hear from you. We are going to take a break. We're going to come back. I want to hear about these kids. Please stay listening. We're talking to Randy Thompson, who is the CEO and Executive Director of KidSafe International. You can check out their website at kidsafe.org. That's kidsafe.org. Stay with us. More to come.
Your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network shows and hosts are in your car, outdoors, and wherever you need them to be. Listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Pure religion is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress. James 1:27. Embraced by Grace is a nonprofit agency located in Central Florida, providing children and family services. We currently process domestic and international adoptions, focusing on the 6 to 16-year-olds, who are the most unwanted people group in the world. Our heart is to find a forever home for every adoptable child. To learn more, please visit us at embracedbygrace.org. Embraced by Grace, a place where hope and destiny meet.
Get the news on our shows and other happenings by following us on Twitter. Find us at VoiceAmericaTRN or twitter.com/VoiceAmericaTRN. You are listening to Your Adoption Coach with Kelly Ellison. Please send questions or comments about the show to coach@youradoptioncoachradio.com. Now, back to the show.
And we are back. I'm with Randy Thompson, who is the executive director and co-founder of KidSafe International. If you missed the number that Randy had during the last break, it's KidSafe. The number for that is 888-KIDSAFE. Is that correct, Randy?
888-KIDSAFE, right.
888-KIDSAFE. So we were talking about all these children. You have 31 kids from ages 9 to 14 from Colombia who are here for 1 month. So we have three weeks. We are on a mission. We need to find homes, permanent families for these kids. They are currently being hosted by families across the United States. So you talked about having several children in D.C., in Boston. Specifically, I'm interested to hear about the three girls that are being hosted by an advocate in the Washington, D.C. and Maryland area. Tell us about that.
Right. Yeah, and they're being hosted by one of our KidSafe adoptive families who, you know, is able to provide them with, you know, a lot of Colombian things because she already has a Colombian child. But we've got Monica, who's 13, Diana, who's 12, and Yemi, who is 10. And they are really great kids. They've got big, big dreams. Monica wants to be a veterinarian. She's so excited that she's got animals in this home. She's got little cats to take care of at home, and she's feeding them in the afternoon and really takes her job seriously. And Diana, the middle one, the 12-year-old, wants to be an art teacher and is always the one pulling out crafts. And Yemi, the youngest, wants to be a doctor. So they have, you know, big dreams, and we need to find them a family so they can realize them. But they're doing really well with their family and don't really seem homesick for Colombia while they're here, which it could be because their host is already providing the familiar foods because she understands it, and that is often something that gets kids very homesick. But they like to try new things. Their hosts are really loving and expressive and just ready to, smile and a hug. So they're girls that obviously we need to keep together, so we're looking for someone who has the ability to open their home and their heart to three girls. And they can come meet her, they can go talk to their host family, and, you know, find out more by just contacting us.
Okay. Is there an event going on, coming up, that's going on in D.C., in Maryland, that we want to let folks know about?
We have events every weekend in D.C. I've got to, if they can go on our website and look under Summer Miracles Events for the area that they're interested in going to visit, or they can make a special arrangement to come and visit, you know, through the host family as well.
On the website, do you have each of these children, and do you have photos and profiles and those kinds of things for folks to look at? Can you do that? Or I know that there are some laws about
right. Right now in Colombia, it's a password protected website where we have to get a little bit of information, not a lot, just a little bit of information on the folks, so that they can then go in and see the photos. But it can't be just a public site right now. But it's not a lot of information that we have to be able to get to comply with the Government of Colombia's requirements.
But the point is that if you are interested, you can go through just as Randy is saying, just a little bit of due diligence here, your name and some basic information from you, and you could probably get an opportunity to read more about these kids. Now, I will tell you, Randy, you're talking to the adoption finance coach. I can't not ask this question. I'm sure people are saying, What kind of a cost is associated when someone is interested in three siblings? Is that really expensive? Are there, you know, how does that work?
Well, one of the things, it doesn't cost any more from the country standpoint to adopt three versus one. I mean, obviously, okay. If you adopt three children, you have three children to take care
right.
of. And
exactly.
We all know what that's like. But but there's no difference in the cost in Colombia from to adopt one or three.
Okay.
So that's, yeah, except you've got to have tickets, obviously, to get the kids home. But, you know, international adoption, as you well know as the adoption
yeah.
finance coach, is expensive.
Yeah.
And, you know, probably the issue in Colombia that people need to be well aware of is that they're required to spend quite a bit of time in Colombia. You know, it's variable depending on the judge, but you could be there for 3 weeks, you could be there for 6 weeks. And that's, you know, that's a big jump
right,
to be able to
right.
take that time. Not both parents. If there's two parents, only one has to stay.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't require that both take the time off. But that's an issue that anybody who's adopting needs to think about.
Right, right. And, you know, I know that you want folks to go into this consideration with all eyes open to really
Absolutely.
Understand what the process is. And I want to encourage anyone who is interested in these girls or any of the other children that we're going to talk about is that there are many, many opportunities and resources out there for you if you are interested in doing an international adoption. Lots of grants. Now, you know, bottom line, you are going to have to come up with most of the money for your adoption. I tell my clients that all the time.
Right.
But there are lots of grants. There are the adoption tax credit. You know, there's a number of different ways that we can help you put a plan together to help you fulfill this dream. So don't let the money stop you. Please don't do that. So let's talk about Northern California. Who do we have in Northern California?
One of the girls that we're especially working to advocate for right now is Nubia. She's 13. Looks younger. She's very petite, but she's confident and easygoing and quite organized, according to her host. She keeps her room very organized and helps out around the house, unlike my children. she loves music. She loves athletics. She loves animals. I mean, so many of these kids are so excited to have animals in the home, you know, because they haven't had that opportunity. And she's a chocoholic. She really likes chocolate. but she's, you know, she's into everything. She likes bike riding, climbing, drawing, singing, playing soccer, basketball. And, you know, I think her host is teaching her how to play drums. So she's really quite a kid and does well already academically. She's doing well academically in school. So sounds like a child that could make a fairly easy transition. She makes friends easily.
Yeah.
You know, we send a lot of the hosts send their kids to camp, and that's pretty challenging for a child who doesn't have language. But she came back on her first day of camp smiling and had made like half a dozen new best friends, even with the language difficulties.
Oh, my gosh. Well, one of the things that you know about these kids right away is just how flexible they are and how adaptable they are. I mean, it's pretty amazing. They've had full life experience before they even arrive here, and they just are so willing to work toward creating a relationship and building a family. I'm sure that's very important for them.
I'm always astounded at the resilience of these children.
They
have been through things that you or I can't even imagine. And, you know, that they're standing is amazing.
Right?
But that they
I know.
Still open up and love and, you know, do this is truly remarkable.
It is remarkable. So we've got a few minutes. I want to hear about Camilo, and I want to hear about the other sibling group who is in Chicago. So who?
Right.
Camilo is in Iowa?
Camilo's in Iowa. He's in Des Moines, close to Des Moines.
Okay.
And he's also quite a leader, apparently. He likes soccer. He likes to draw, and he loves to tell jokes. So he's, you know, a funny kid. Doing well in school as well. He's in computers, math, and he likes English, apparently, which is really important because, you know, some of the kids are really reticent to tackle that new language, but he's enjoying it, and he's quite talkative and cheerful as he, you know, has adapted really well to his environment. Again, another kid who loves playing with the dogs, he likes swimming. Apparently, he's very good with young children as well. He's patient with young children, and so I think that's, you know, an important thing. And he's apparently he's hoping for a family that, this is so cute, he says he wants one built out of mutual understanding, respect, and love. I mean, can you imagine? It's really just...
Wow, how
mutual
articulate.
Understanding. Yeah, it's pretty articulate when you think about it for a 12-year-old.
Pretty sophisticated stuff there.
Right, and he is being hosted by an advocate, so we're eager to get people to come and visit and get to meet Camilo.
Okay. So again, go to the Summer Miracles events page if you're interested in checking out and going to meet these extraordinary children. Please do that, or you can reach out at KidSave at 888-KIDSAVE. That's 888-KIDSAVE. So we have another sibling group who is in Chicago. Tell me a little bit about
that. Yeah, we've got a boy and a girl. We've got Angelica, who's 12, and her brother Danilo, who is 11. And they're both very well-mannered and polite, and they follow instructions. They like it appears that a Christian spiritual life is important to them. They have had a lot of a religious education before coming, and they've told their host that their religion is important to them. Mm-hmm. So I think that's important for anyone to know who might be interested in a child. But they're both, the kids are very observant. Danilo loves to loves music. He's really attracted to music, and he likes to learn to play the guitar, piano, and drums. He's really active, but he can also work quietly. You know, so it's not just that he's got frenetic energy. He can sit down with Legos and other challenging activities, and so I think that's really good. Mm-hmm. Angelica is, you know, trying to be the helpful little mom's helper. She likes to help her host do whatever, you know, around the house. Is very thoughtful. She was a little reserved at first, but she apparently has a wonderful laugh, you know, just one of those big belly laughs that is contagious, and is now really enjoying playing and having fun. So their hosts say that they are just a joy to be around.
That's wonderful.
Wonderful children for some lucky family.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And I want to just really... really encourage our listeners that if this is not for you, if you're listening to the show today and this is not for you, but you know someone who is in your community or who might be a great match and interested in giving a loving home to one of these children, please do share our show. Go to the KidSave website at kidsave.org and share the information. I don't want to have to report back that any of these kids went home. I went back to Columbia. I don't want to have to report that. I want to report that 31 kids found families and while they were here in our country. So more information at 888-KIDSAVE.org. That's 888-KIDSAVE.org. Now, I'm really excited, Randy, because Zach is on hold.
Oh, good.
So I just got a little text from my engineer. So Zach is on hold. And so we are going to take a short break, and we're going to come back. And when we come back, we're going to get an opportunity to speak with Zach, who is a KidSave alumni. And so you're going to get an opportunity to hear firsthand what his experience has been like and how he's living, where he's living, and how he's living with his family in the United States. So,
and Kelly, we'll before we break, just to tell you, we brought Zach three times to the United States.
Did you really?
So occasionally a child doesn't find a home their first time, and we're committed to bring them back if it's, you know, if we feel that they can succeed in a family. And so third time was the charm for Zach.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask that, I am sure that has to be the reality, that some kids have to go home. So,
After the visit, and then their families go back to adopt them. But we continue to work with those kids and to either find them a placement in country or, again, to bring them back for another visit if we think that they can do well in a family and we just weren't successful in finding a family the first time.
Right, just continue on with that. That's great. So again, a call out to our sponsors, America's Christian Credit Union, Beacon House Adoptions, Embraced by Grace, and our new sponsor, we're so grateful, KidSave International. So go to our host webpage at voiceamerica.com, click on those banners, and check out their services. And I want to hear good reports from Randy and Delta that so many families called and were interested after this show to learn more about these kids who are here from Colombia visiting us in the United States. You're listening to Kelly Ellison, your Adoption Coach Radio, and we will be right back. Zach is with us. We're going to be right back. Stay with us.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
If you have ever wanted to help a child in need, this may be the time to act. A group of Colombian orphans ages 10 to 14 are staying with local families and communities across the U.S., and all are in need of adoptive families. These are great kids who live in orphanages and foster homes. This month is their only chance to find a family. Learn more by viewing the gallery and calendar at www.kidsave.org or call 1-888-KIDSAVE. Don't wait. Every child needs a family. That's www.kidsave.org or call 1-888-KIDSAVE.
Tune in to the Voice America Variety Channel on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Voice America Variety broadcasts a diverse array of topics, reaching a global community. Our experts come from all walks of life, and the topics they discuss are everything from current events, arts and entertainment, leadership, parenting, relationships, self-improvement, career advice, and a variety of other topics. Check us out today. You're sure to find something of interest. Voice America Variety. Talk on today's hot topics.
You're listening to Your Adoption Coach with Kelly Ellison. Please send questions or comments about the show to coach at youradoptioncoachradio.com. Now, back to the show.
So thanks so much for staying with us on Kelly Ellison, Your Adoption Coach Radio. This is just a favorite show. I'm having so much fun. It's a great opportunity to talk with Randy Thompson, who is the CEO and co-founder of KidSave International. KidSave is an organization that works to increase awareness of the plight of children living in orphanages and foster care, both domestically and worldwide. A little bit of information, the Summer Miracles USA program has found families for over 80% of the children who participated in the program. Since 1999, the program has given over 1,700 orphans and abandoned children summer visits. In Russia and Colombia, exposure to this international family visit program has begun to change the way child welfare professionals think about finding families for older children, requesting adoption agencies to take older children for adoption. It's helped governments believe there is hope for older orphan children who are usually forgotten and alone. What a wonderful program. We've learned so much today, and I'm so excited. We have Zach, who is joining us. Zach is calling in today. And Zach, welcome to the show.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Randy.
Thanks so much for being here. Where are you calling in from, Zach?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. Okay. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us about, so your name is Zach. You can tell us your last name. I told you I wasn't going to be able to pronounce that. Tell us what your age is, and then where are you from, Zach?
I'm Zach Arevalo. I'm 18 years old, and I'm from Colombia, South America.
Okay. Okay. Great. And then how long have you been living in the United States?
4 years.
4 years. Okay.
Yeah.
Your English is very good.
Thank you.
Yes. Have you been working hard on that?
Yeah. It was actually very difficult to learn the language. That's one of, the hardest things to do. But after you know how to speak the language, you can, deal with everything else.
That's right. That's right. So did you go to special classes, Zach, after you arrived in the United States to get some English tutoring? Because I can imagine that was pretty hard. You were what, 12? You were 12, 13 when you got here, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And so tell us a little bit about your family that you're here in the United States. Tell us about them.
So I live with my mom and my dad and a big brother and a little sister. They are a great family. We have gone through a lot of stuff together, like, you know, like every other American family.
Yes.
And sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, but they are always there for me. And
yes.
I'm so happy to have them in my
yes.
life.
Yes. So did you go right to school right away, Zach, when you arrived in the United States? And what grade were you in when you started school here?
They put me in A grade because my academic skills were like not good, and also the language.
Uh-huh.
But they moved me like right away to 9th grade. So it was like hard, but now I'm doing great.
Yeah, it sounds like you're doing great. Have you graduated from high school yet?
Yeah, I just like graduated 2 months ago.
Oh, just this year. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're just fresh out of high school, and so you have to tell us what are your plans? Are you going to college? What are your plans in front of you?
I'm planning to go to Santa Monica Community College in the fall.
Uh-huh.
And like, what I want to do is I want to become an actor, so I'm going to, like, study, like, acting and all that have to do with that.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Were you involved in theater in high school when you arrived in the United States?
Actually, I was not because I have so many English classes that I have to fill that I didn't have, like, openings in my classes.
Oh, okay. So you've discovered this love for acting just by virtue of being here in the United States. Do you like to go to various different plays and performing arts?
Yeah, I enjoy going to like watch movies and stuff, everything that has
right.
to do with theater.
Right. So, Zach, what would you say? What was so many changes coming to the United States to live. What was the thing that was probably the most challenging for you coming here at 12 or 13?
Oh, the language, like definitely the language. The language, like it was so hard to me, like to understand people and like to make friends and everything. You need able to speak like English, but I
right.
still like make my own friends. Like I would like, talk with my hands sometimes and like just laugh and like drag stuff.
And did you find that the students that other students were open to you and were welcoming to you and how do you like having a brother and sister?
Oh, they are so nice with me. Like I'm like the little kid, even though that I'm not. Like they treat me so well. Like they love me so much, like my big brothers right now in college in Humboldt State.
Uh-huh.
And my sister is in high school. And uh-huh. they are very supportive, like, about everything that I want to do.
Yeah, that's really great. So how are you involved? Are you still involved with KidSave? I mean, beyond doing this interview today, are you still involved with the work that KidSave does?
Oh, yeah. I always, like, tell people that I have two families because like, I found my family that adopted me, and I have the KidSave family. And the KidSave family is, like, all the kids that have been adopted to the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we see each other, like, a lot, and we have, like, a great relationship.
Yeah.
And also that helped me to maintain my culture and all my values.
Right, right. So are there opportunities for you to visit with some of the students or some of the children that are coming over now? Are there any, I guess that's a good question for you, Randy. Is there any opportunity for alumni to interact with the kids that are coming over now? Do you do that?
Yeah. A lot of times when kids do come mm-hmm. to our events, but also the families who kind of go through the hosting process end up also becoming friends. So they develop their own organic community that continues on after. And kids like Zach are really helpful to new kids who've come in, you know, from another country and they're, you know, trying to feel their way. And it's very reassuring for them to know that, you know, here's Zach or here's Santiago or someone else who's, you know, flourished in a family and then, you know, they can too. So it's the kids spend a lot of time, you know, providing each other with support and guidance.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So, Zach, what kind of advice would you give one of the children that are coming over that are being hosted by a family right now? I understand from Randy that you came to the United States 3 times before you found your family. Yeah. Can you talk about that at all?
I came 3 times, and, like, you know what, like, I didn't have a connection with the family. Mm-hmm. And I guess, like, the fourth time I find my family, I mean, and the third time I find my family, and now I'm happy living with them.
So is it kind of a don't give up attitude? Like, you know, you came a couple of times and you realized that you didn't have the connection with the family, and so don't give up? Would that be the kind of advice?
I feel like the best advice that I can give to the kids that are coming is, like, do not give up, and, like, be who they are, be friendly, be, like, just be who they are.
Mm-hmm. Right, just be who they are. Yeah, wonderful. And so what about host families, folks that are out there that are maybe interested in becoming a forever family to one of these children? What kind of advice would you give to them, Zach?
Like, I feel like you guys don't have to host a kid and, like, came with the attitude of adopting the kid, but, like, I feel like having a Colombian kid or Russian kid, like, that will help you, like, to learn so much, and maybe you will, like, fell in love with that kid. Like, we never know. Like,
yeah, that's wonderful. Thank you, Zach. Thanks. Randy, thank you so much. Zach, thank you so much. Good luck to you. I expect to see you on the stage soon in Broadway acting out some wonderful play that you've written or that you've created. So keep us posted on what your progress is, and be sure to give our regards to your mom and dad and your brother and sister. And Randy, I want to thank you for being a part of our show today. Before we leave, we want to read America's Christian Credit Union. They're one of our sponsors. We want to read their financial tip today. Maximize the equity you have in your current vehicles to help secure a loan for your adoption. Although our unsecured adoption loan is convenient, using the equity in your car could result in a lower interest rate and payment more than a traditional unsecured adoption loan. America's Christian Credit Union has low auto loans that will help fit into this new monthly payment into your budget. You could contact America's Christian Credit Union at www.americascristiancu.com. That's www.americascristiancu.com. I want to thank you, Randy and Zach, for being with us today. What a great show. And folks, if you do anything today, pick up the phone, call a friend, tell them about this program, kidsave.org. Let's get these 31 kids matched with their forever family. If you like the show, or if you have a suggestion or a story you'd like to share with us, you can reach me at coach@youradoptioncoachradio.com. or on my website at youradoptionfinancecoach.com. Thanks again for joining us. Do tune in next week, same time, same place. In the meantime, have a great week.
We hope today's program gave you some inspiration as well as information about adoption. Please tune in next Saturday at 12 noon Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time for another edition of Your Adoption Coach on the Voice America Variety Channel. Thank you again for listening.